Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
We are talking about the parsha Vayechi, which concludes the book of Bereishis.
That was fast.
Really, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It certainly does. Yes, yesterday was Simchas Torah, and here Bereishis is over already. And Vayechi is the summation of the life of Yaakov, our father, and of his children. Yaakov comes down to Egypt. So there's a... The rabbi saw in this, in fact, they see in the entire life of Yaakov, the harbinger of what Jewish history would be like, what it would look like. So Yaakov comes down to Egypt in glory. His son is the viceroy. He's introduced to the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh asks to be blessed because of him. Yaakov is able, because of him, the famine ceases. And they put him up in a wonderful senior citizen residence in Goshen, and he has his children and his grandchildren, and what could be better than that? And Jewish people come into Egypt on a high. It doesn't end up that way. It's a process. Mm-hmm. After 100 years, probably. Because for the next 70 years, Joseph's still alive, and then the period of time after Joseph until... But after a century, it starts to change. And eventually, the last century of the Jewish people in Egypt is one of terrible hardship, slavery, pogroms, all sorts of things, until Moshe comes and redeems them, and they leave Egypt. So that's the harbinger, the famous idea that Rabbi Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, late 19th century, early 20th century scholar, he says that's the pattern of the Jewish exile. The Jews come to a country, for the beginning they're all welcome, and they feel themselves part of the country, and they help build the country, and they're well founded in it. I mean, that happened to the Jews in Babylonia. It happened to the Jews in Spain, the Golden Era. It happened to the Jews in France in the time of, up to the time of Rashi. It happened to the Jews in Germany. I mean, 19th century German Jewry was as German, was more German than the Germans.
I think you once mentioned Amos Elon.
Right, Amos Elon's book, right, The Pity of It All, right? And they were Germans. And then the Jews in Poland were Poles. And nobody was more Bolshevik than the Jewish Bolsheviks. And it all turned into ashes. The end is that somehow the Jews have a different fate. And I think that I'm not a prophet. I wouldn't make any predictions about the Jewish exile today, but Europe seems to be closing down on us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think from whatever viewpoint we look at it, whether it's the anti-Semitism, whether it's the fact that Jews feel uncomfortable, whether it's the fact that they're emigrating. But Europe, which was the Jewish home for 1,000 years, is closing down. The Jews are not going to be a factor there. So that will leave the exile in basically in North America and in a few other places in the world. And the future of the Jewish people lies here in the land of Israel and inextricably bound to the state of Israel, whether you like it or not. And so that's a pattern. And our father Jacob saw the pattern. Therefore, the Lord appears to him in the dream before he goes down to Egypt, and he says, "Don't worry, I'm coming down with you. Don't worry. There's a lot to worry about. I'm not telling you there won't be problems, but, we're going to see you through together." And I think that's really the message for our times, right? We have to hope that the good times last as long as they can. We have to hope that nothing, God forbid, untoward happens. But we also have to realize that there is a certain pattern to history and that those patterns seem to hold true. And because of that, therefore, we would be wise to look at ourselves and to look at our role in the exile and here in the land of Israel, and assess our behavior accordingly, make plans accordingly, in order that we will also see the fulfillment. It says, Vayichi Yaakov, and Yaakov lives. Doesn't say that he died, he lives. And he lives in, there's a piece of Yaakov in all of us, and we have his name. Israel is his name, and that's our name, and the name of our country, the name of our state. So that peace that's within us should serve to put things into perspective and point us in the right direction for the future. When we finish the Chumash Bereishis, as when we finish any of the Chumashim, we rise in the synagogue and we say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Let us be strong, let us be strong, and let's strengthen each other. I cannot think of any more fitting words for our time and our generation and our situation, that we should be strong in our Judaism and strong in our faith and strong in the belief of our rights and our justice and the correctness of our cause, and to help strengthen others so that the better days that all the world looks for will truly come about speedily and in our time.
Rabbi Wein, thank you very much for teaching us the Book of Bereshit, and we look forward to learning more with you in the coming weeks and months.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.